I direct the Stevens Community College Lecture Series and teach philosophy here. We've been doing this series, I think this is our 14th year, and we have four or five speakers every year in, and different panels and whatnot. So I encourage you to come back if you enjoy tonight and join us for other talks. In fact, on November 17th, we'll have Matthew Fletcher in from Michigan State University. He's the director of the Indigenous Law Center, and he'll be talking on Indian children in American history. And that will be in this room at 7 p.m. as well. The format for tonight will be about 45 minutes to an hour talk by our speaker, and then we will open it up to questions from the audience. So be thinking of questions, and feel free to raise your hand and ask questions at that time. I guess I gotta remind everyone always to turn these off or on silent. Appreciate you doing that. Tonight's talk, I'm excited to have such a nice crowd for. It's mindfulness, theory and practice and benefits. Our speaker is Doc Pham, who is a Buddhist Zen master who operates out of California. Said he left there about 4 weeks ago and has been traveling around giving talks. He's a Zen master from the Mahayana, Theravada, and Vipassana. I'm sorry, I'm probably messing that up. Tradition. He's got an interesting background in which he merges together both Western and Eastern thought. He's got a pharmacy degree from Temple University. He's a registered pharmacist and certified dietary manager in Pennsylvania and California. His talk tonight will draw from his course on the art of living healthy and free, which is based on anatomy and physiology and other scientific information, the mind, body, spirit philosophy, and Buddhist philosophy. So please help me in welcoming Doc Pham.
Thank you very much, Andy. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming and joining for the talk tonight. First, I would like to give you a little bit idea about what really mindfulness. Didn't anyone have an idea about what is mindfulness? Simple. Mindfulness, right? That means you be present 100% wherever you are, like whatever you are doing. That's very simple, right? But it's not that simple. Because think about that. How can we survive? Can anyone tell me? Anyone? Can anyone tell me how can we survive? By what? Anyone?
Thinking three steps ahead.
By eating?
Thinking three steps ahead of everybody else.
Can you?
Trying to outthink everyone else.
Yes, but my question is how can we survive? By eating? By drinking, and by what?
Breathing.
By breathing. It's very important because we cannot live without breathing, right? Maximum 4 minutes, we out. But how long you can be in present fully with your breath? 1, 2, or 3 minutes. Or just 1 or 2 breaths. You see, that is very simple, very important. But we're not usually be present with our body, the physical body, the mind and the body not together, not be together. So mindfulness, very simple, just bring your mind back to your body fully, 100%. And whatever you are, whenever you are doing anything, you just be in that moment together. When you walk, you know every single step, when you lift your leg up, when you put it down, when you move forward, you be fully, you know you move forward. When you lift your right leg, you know you lift up your right leg. So, the same thing, when we eat, we know we are sitting down, we had the food in front of us, and then slowly, mindfully, we take a small spoon, we put in our mouth, and we chew it slowly, mindfully, enjoy the food, the taste, the smell. That's very simple, right? The same thing like when we ring. But most of us, I guarantee you, if you not learn this one, 80% to 90% of our lifetime, we not be present for whatever we are doing. So that's why we had a problem. All right? So, mindfulness. Just very simple. Be present, fully present. Bring your mind back to your body at every single moment, everywhere you go, anything you do. So, we want to know, basically, in our body first, alright? In our body first, and then slowly we will go out. How many of you know that our body can be divided into many different levels? The physical level, that means the physical structure. Easy, right? Physiological body, what does it mean? The biochemical reaction. The order, the reaction, order, the function of the hormone, how the enzyme work, how it break down the food you eat, how it maintains your body temperature, psychology. I mean, we may say the other one, that is the consciousness, the activity of our brain. And finally, the spiritual level. It's a little bit deeper or behind the normal consciousness. So, most of us, we think like this diagram. Because when I walk by my leg, right? When I hold by my hand, when I eat by my mouth, when I hear by my ear. So all most activity, whatever we are doing, only on the physical level. So we think this one is the most important, right? We think this one is the most important, this one is all. We not really think about the physiology. We not really think much about the psychology. And especially for the young people, we not really know or think about the spiritual level. So that's why we look so narrow and we base on The physical we place on the visible form only. That's why when we look a little bit deeper into the component of our body, we touch on the top, the hair is solid, right? We touch the skin solid, we touch the bone solid. Touch everywhere is solid. So we think our body composed by most of the solid substance. We don't see much the liquid, right? And the gas or the air invisible. So how can we see, how can we touch, how can we think about that? And finally, the energy or the heat, we not pay attention to that much. So that's what, again, our conception. That's why when we nourish our body, we base on the quantity, on the solid food more than the quality and the other level of the food. And if we have the wrong conception like that, what is the problem? We have no control, because the role of the higher level of the body in the main one. In reality, it's totally opposite. Because every single activity from this physical level requires to have what? Require to have energy, right? And we already learned biology 101. What is the main energy to supply for our physical body work? ATP, right? ATP, that is the main energy to provide for this body to work. Without that, someday you cannot lift up your leg. Someday you lay on the bed, you cannot move your hand, even though you cannot open your eye. And when you get sick really bad, even though breathing a problem too, right? So that's why every single activity on the physical level requires energy, ATP. So where and how can we get ATP energy? From this body. Physiological body is the one to convert all of the nutrition. Whatever we eat, we may eat fruit, we may eat vegetable, we may eat carbohydrate like bread, like corn. We may eat amino acids, protein like bean, like meat, right? And we may eat fat like avocado, like cheese, etc. Doesn't matter what kind of food we eat. If this body not working properly, we cannot have enough energy to supply for the physical body to work. So the physiological body is more important and it has a more responsibility than the physical body. And then, because you know the physiological body is very complicated. Up to now, we can have about 500 kind of blood test, the serum test, right? But we have more than that. But we cannot, or we not develop enough under the test. So that's why we cannot predict all the disease, all the illness in the early stage. You see? And another example, do you know what we call placebo effect, right? So when we get sick, we just believe the pill the doctor gives you, the medicine, and it works for you because you believe. When you believe, the mind will control and direct your body how to use whatever component in your body and synthesize, become the substance to treat that disease, treat that condition for you only and at that stage only, not for anyone else. So we cannot measure that one, we cannot identify that substance yet. So that is the second level of the body. It's much more important. And because it's so complicated like that, we need to have another level of the body, higher. It has the power to control, to manipulate. That is why we need the psychological body of the brain. Right? The consonant of that. So, this one have a lot of important responsibility. But unfortunately, it cannot work 24/7. It cannot work 24/7. That means it cannot work forever. Okay? That is the first problem. The second problem, it have a bias. It be impacted by many different factors from outside. For example, when you eat the same thing, right? But if you're happy, your body will convert it and absorb it in different way. When you're upset, it's totally different. And when you get angry, it's totally different. I think you already experienced it, right? The same thing you eat, but your emotion different. And the process of conversion, transformation is totally different. Because of that shortcoming, that's why we need to have another level of the body, more perfect, can work 24/7 and not be affected by the external factor. That's what we call spiritual body. You see? So, whatever we think and we apply in life, totally opposite with reality. The same token, we turn everywhere, we see our body's component is so hard. We think that this body becomes pie by almost the solid substance. But actually not. In our body, the solid maximum 30% of our body weight. Only 30% of our body weight is a solid. If we still alive, if we still alive, after we stop breathing, we put in the cremation machine. Half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour later when we get out, how much we get? 1 ounce, or 1 pound. You see, only 1 pound maximum. So, when we still alive, maximum 30% of our body weight is solid. 65 to 70% of our body weight is liquid. And it's much more than that when we were young, and it's much more than that at different organs. For example, our brain, it has more water than the other organ. So that is a visible substance. And think about invisible. How much we can eat per day? 3 big bowls, 5, 6 maximum, right? How much water wearing a day? At least double or triple. And how much we breathe in and out? Almost 1 gallon. And every minute, every, we have a 15 times. So we have a 15 gallon per minute. We have a 60 minute per hour. So that means we need 90 gallon of air per hour. You see? And 24 hour a day. A lot. But we never think about that. Right? We never think about that. And the same token for the heat or the energy. So whatever we think, because we look it so narrow and we get locked in there, so we cannot go further, deeper. So the same token like that, when we eat, when we nourish our body, we just think on the solid form, on the quality, on the quantity. We don't really care much, or we don't really know about the importance of the quality. And the quality, I mean, it have many different aspects. For example, now if we don't have organic food, most of that inorganic has chemical in there. The human body cannot transform the inorganic to organic. So that's a problem. Okay? And then, if we process it too much, not fresh, not simple, so we already make it dead, no good, right? And then, at the break time, instead of, okay, we sit down and we enjoy our meal slowly, so we can see it, we can see the color, we can feel the arrangement, we can taste it, we can smell it. And slowly we chew, we digest it. But we think we have only half an hour, 15 minutes, so we try to get it through as quick as possible. That means I finished my lunch already. So I think I'm done my job, right? So you think that is good, but actually not good. Because we lost all of the higher level of energy. So what is the consequence of that? What is the consequence of wrong view, wrong conception? If we had a wrong conception like that, you see, our physical body is more important. So that's why it becomes so puffy, so heavy, right? And our spiritual, our brain function is less than the physical level. So that's why it cannot control, it cannot manipulate. But its real job, its real role, is much, much more important because he the boss. But now he lost his controlling power because the physical body take over, right? When we think about the component of our body with the solid, the liquid more than the gas, the air, or the energy, the same thing, it becomes so heavy because of whatever have the form, whatever have the weight, it become pulled down by the Earth's gravity. Whatever have no form, it will arise. It will expand. See? So if we look at our body in this way, automatically the gravity will pull down and slow it down. Instead of we give it back to its nature, the physical level, it less than in physical. So it automatically arise and expanding and free flowing easily. That's why you see now majority of the American or the European, we had a problem. First problem is increasing over the past few decades. Overweight, obesity, right? And then from there, think about that. If we think about the liquid and the solid, is more important as the component in our body. More important than the air, the gas energy. The more physical form, the more heavier because of the Earth's gravity pull it down and slow it down. Right? And what does the principle in the universe, whatever is slowed down, it turns from the goodness into the badness. And on the opposite, whatever bad, but if we accelerate it, facilitate, let it flow faster, it turn out become good. When we eat, we just think, okay, I need to finish my lunch. I throw it through the window of the mouth. It go down to the digestive system. The first problem, because it's not ready, right? It's not ready to receive it. And all of a sudden, it receives too many. It don't know how to solve the problem, how to take care of that. So it slows down the movement in the stomach. And what we have? Detention and reflux. Right? That's the number one problem in America too. If it pass the stomach, it go down to the pancreas, the gallbladder, and the liver, and it got the retention in here. So we have the pancreatitis, we have the gallbladder stone, we have a hepatitis, we have a liver retention, liver damage, hepatitis. Yeah? And when we get down here, the same thing, it is moving slowly. And then we have the belly detention, big belly, right? And then colon cancer, number one killing in America, because it moves slow. If on this side, it will perfectly moving through very good, very fast, at normal, as it's supposed to be, and then it passed the intestinal wall, and then it gets into the bloodstream. Carbohydrate is the main energy resource for the human being. That's why in the American Diet Association, they recommend 65-70% of our diet should have a carbohydrate. So carbohydrate, what we call, it turn out become the sugar. That is the good, right? And that is the main resource of our energy in our body. Fat is very important. It's very important because our body is compiled by trillions of cells, and every single cell, it has a border and lipoprotein, that is fat. Right? And if we combine million cells together, we have an organ like the liver, the gallbladder, the stomach, whatever the organ. It has the border surrounded, that is lipoprotein, that is fat too. And look at our body outside the skin. We have a waterproof layer, that is fat too. And the hormone, the one to control on the organ to work, that is synthesized from cholesterol, that is fast too. So our body really need carbohydrate and fat. But it turned out, it not move, it not flow as it's supposed to be. It create a problem, right? That is a very good substance, that is a very necessary substance for our body. But if it moves slowly, it flows slowly, it becomes bad. And we have a high sugar in the blood, we have a high cholesterol in the blood. You see? So, whatever good, but it slows down, it becomes bad. When you look at the nature, the same thing. If you look at the grip of the spring, if the current slow down, what happened? More algae, aquatic creature, right? The very clear, clean grip of the spring. But when the current starts slow down, the more the slow down, okay, the more algae, fungus, more aquatic creature, and on the trap, a leaf, the mud, it build up. On the other hand, if we had the best substance, but we let it flow, right? We facilitate for that to flow faster, and then it become good, right? It become good. So, if we have a toxic substance, if we have the byproduct in our body, but if we know how to let it out, don't let it stay in there, we have no problem. But the problem now today, because we have the number one killing in America, colon cancer, because the debris down here, we don't get rid of it on time. We let it stuck there, so it accumulated to create a problem. And when the colon had a problem, the colon will connect to the lung in the east. The colon are the lock instead. It hang in hand, it's a pair working hand in hand together. So if the colon or the lock instead has a problem, the lung will connect with that and it will have a problem too. See? So now you see when the lock instead in the colon accumulate up the debris, the toxic substance, create the colon cancer, the lung will have the same problem. Also add up to that, okay, we sit indoor, we breathe with the unfresh, not fresh air, right? Not deep breathing enough. So we had a problem with lung too. So again, number one killer in America, lung cancer. Not talking about, okay, you smoke or you had air pollution. Only inside of our body, if we don't know the truth, right? Whatever good, when it slow down, it become bad. But if it's bad, you facilitate it. You accelerate it, okay, turn out good. Right? So, that is some basic thing in our body. Now, look outside a little bit. We have in this cosmos, we have the animal and the plant, okay? The animal and the plant working together perfectly, harmoniously, we will have no problem. Because everything the animal throw out, the plant will get it off and transform it into the good substance to give back to the animal. From the top, we throw out carbon dioxide, right? The plant will get the carbon dioxide to convert it into oxygen and give back to the animal. Down here, when we dry, when we sweat, when we urinate under the liquid coming out, we throw it down to the soil, right? The plant will get that. And then we have defecation every day. We have a shower and some dead skin cell get out through the water down to the soil. And finally, when we die, we burn out, we bury. After a while, it decompose, right? So it will go back to the soil. All that one. So the air, the water, the liquid, or the solid will return. And the plant will take all of that to transform it back into the good substance for the animal. You see, it's working perfectly harmoniously with one condition. What is that one condition? The sun. The sun. Okay? When the sun dry up, the sunbeam burn out, the plant, the leaves start to absorb the carbon dioxide and transform it, convert it into oxygen. And the same thing inside of that, all the biochemical reactions start to get all the whatever the animal throw out, it transform it, convert into the nutrition. But at the sunset, when the sunset stop working, shut down. Do you know that? When sunset, okay, the plant still stop, take in carbon dioxide to transform it back to oxygen. It will get oxygen the same light up. And all the biochemical reaction inside that stop working. See? So, if we live harmoniously with the universe, with the plant, we're perfectly healthy, support for each other. But now, what time we usually wake up? 5 or 6 a.m. Average 6 a.m. Okay? And then 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the time for sunrise and sunset in general, right? That's what we talk about, the horizontal level, the horizon. Now talk about the vertical at noon and at midnight. Noon and midnight. That's what it means. It means, okay, it will balance. It's symmetrical. It will balance. Right? So, from midnight, we move 12 hours from darkness to lightness at noon. And from noon, we have another 12 hours from light to dark at midnight. So, the vertical axis from 0 to 12 to noon. That is the vertical axis for symmetrical, for balancing. Now look at the way we are living now. In the old time, when we are still agriculture time, we live with the nature. We wake up around before the sun rises at 4 or 5 a.m. And at noontime, we take break, we have a main meal, right? And after sunset, we go home. After a few hours, we go to bed. So we balance 4 a.m. to 12 noon, we have how many hours? 8 hours. From noon to 8 p.m., we have 8 hours, perfectly balanced, right? Perfectly balanced, so we have no problem. But now, we have an industrial area now. What time we wake up? 6 o'clock, average. 6 a.m. to noon, only 6 hours. What time we go to bed? The very good one may go to bed at 10 p.m. But I bet you 65 to 70% of audience here will go to bed around midnight, right? Anyone objection? See? We wake up at 6. We go to noon, only 6 hours. From noon to midnight, 12 hours. Double. See that balance? Totally awkward. You see? Totally out balance. 200%. And what happens if you stay overnight to 1 or 2 a.m.? You see? That's a real problem now. Between daytime and nighttime, between yin and yang, it's not really a problem. The issue is we need to balance. Because from the midnight, go out. Nighttime is resting, daytime activity. Nighttime is storage, daytime burning. Right? So it goes from slowly and it accelerates up. It goes from storage to burning. But if we live, if we work, if we have activity afternoon more than before noon, we will nourish our body and mind more than before noon, right? But if we bring it in afternoon, see, it will go from quick to slower, 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 and slower. From burning into storage, storage, and storage. See, from open net to closed net. You see the problem? You see? Because if the same amount, even though you love to eat, you overeat, but if you bring that portion before noon, early in the morning, our body will use it up, burn it up, and at least the extra it will bring to the correct place, in correct form, and store it at correct place. But if you bring the same amount that afternoon, it will slow down. And it has not enough time to prepare for the extra one in the correct form, and it not put in the correct place. So we had a problem. Now you see, bad cholesterol, sugar stay everywhere, right? Fat stay everywhere. And then also, that we're talking about the physical level. Think about the physiology. Think about the second level, the physiology. Think about the second level in the liquid. The slower the current, the worse the outcome. You see? Even though that is a good substance, but the slower the current, the worse the outcome. And the same thing if we go up to the third level, psychological. If we stay over noon, afternoon, or at night time, that means the closing. So our mind, it cannot be open. It cannot be bright. It cannot think. It cannot solve the problem. So we get sluggish, right? The function is going down. And then if we look at this one, the third level, the gas or the air, the same thing. The gas, even though you cannot see, but you can feel. If you have the same room, the same capacity, but if you close all the door, compared with the room you open all the door, you feel different, right? So the same thing in here. So That's why mindfulness, that means we have to be mindful. We have to observe our body. Know exactly the function of each level. We know the ratio, the importance of each one. And in relation with the outside, the universe, we have to know, we have to think. And you see, okay, the nature already created perfectly. If we wake up early, we sit up and we expel on a negative gas, and then after that, we go to the bathroom, urinate, defecation, we restrict all of the trap we already collect overnight, and start it open, you see? The universal energy start open, so it left all the channel in our body open to dump all the dirty out, and the prime, the good energy to start to bloom thing, to open up. So that's why we get the energy from the universe, and then start the stomach get ready to receive. You see, the stomach get ready to receive the food to transform for us. So it has enough energy to get ready for a new day. If we do that, and then after 3, 4, 5 hours, we lower the energy and we add up at noontime. All right? When we add up at noontime, and then okay, we burn up all that one and it use up until 6 p.m. when the sun starts going down slowly, closing, and close the working. Night time is time for relaxation, time for cleansing, and time for resynthesis, a new substance. The very important laws in this universe is the law of extraction. How many of you know that? How many of you know the only main law in this universe, the one to create everything, not only the physical form, the in-physical form, the same thing, okay? Every single phenomenon in this universe be created by the law of extraction. So, if we go along with that, when the universe opens the window, the body will open to receive it, you see it, right? And it opens to the maximum at noontime, when the sun rises above us, with the higher altitude, with the brightness, and with the stronger energy, the higher heat, right? And you know the law, okay, the heat, it could dilate, the cold, it could constrict, right? Heat it dilate up, and cold it constrict. So that's why you see it open up, and the temperature is rising up. Outside and inside the same thing. When it opens up, easier to flow. When it's higher temperature, that means the energy higher, the speed up, acceleration. And then back to the law of extraction at noontime, in the higher energy, the higher positive energy. So it doesn't matter what kind of nutrition you bring it in, you know it. The body will follow that main law to get absorbed or extract the best nutrition, the best energy in that food into your body. After it extract, it get all the good one, the positive one. And then if it's not enough yet, okay, it needs more. And then it can transform the no good one. Because now the goodness inside, right, extract the goodness from outside, so it adds up, it synchronizes, it becomes stronger, more powerful. And after it extract all the goodness, okay, the no good still there, but it's not a lot, right? And now majority, okay, it can slowly transform the other one. So that's why nourish the main meal during the day supposed to be at noontime. And after it extract all the good one, after it nourish, the second job it will restore our body back to the balanced state, because this is the state for the balancing. Remember, the vertical axis, symmetrical. See? Symmetrical. So it will reset our body and mind back to the balanced state. But now we not nourish our body and mind at this state, at this time. We go too late. And if we go too late, it cannot convert, it cannot transform. See? So at night time, if we do correctly, this is the time for the relaxation. And because the negative energy will draw the negative substance. So that's why it helps us to clean up our body. It helps us to clean up our body, draw on the negative substance byproduct out. So after it draw out the negative substance, it starts to synthesize the new substance, like the new cell, new cholesterol, new hormone. And after doing that, it finished around 2:30 to 3 a.m. Inside already clean, or have a good one, or have an open channel. Now, law extraction again, start to draw the positive energy from the universe into our body. So that's why we used to have stroke, we used to have blood sugar, we had a hypertension, most of the time around this time. Okay? But now, we live so outward, not really balanced. If you wake up at 5, that is really good, right? 5 to noon, only 7 hours. And you go to bed at 10 p.m., that is very good already. Wake up at 5, go to bed at 10. But you see, it's still 150%. Because from 7 to noon, only 7 hours. From noon to 22, 10 hours. You see? 150%. But most of us now, we stay to midnight or overnight. It's so out of balance. Right? So, think about that. And then, from there, we connect to the, not only the pollution inside our body, and it creates the cancer. And it has another mechanism of cancer and the toxic side we create every night and we don't know. And from that, we think about the connection with the environment. Why now we have the soil, the water, the air pollution? Because the time we live extra 6 hours here, the plant no longer help us to transform. Whatever we throw out is still there. And it competes with us to get oxygen. So the extra carbon dioxide is still there. Only the human being or the animal, right? So not talking about the chemical plant or the, any the bad substance. Only the animal create extra the toxic substance or the byproduct. And the plant not help us to transform at that time. So 6 extra hours every day accumulated up. So another example for to think about the application of the mindfulness. And again, for this one, I'm talking about the mindful eating first. Because the most of us not learn how to eat correctly, as I told you from the beginning, at break time, we just think, yeah, okay, we need to grab anything, right? And we need to put it in as quick as possible, and we think we've done our job, and the rest of the body has to take care of that. We think about the quantity, and we don't care what happened inside. think about this at the immigration station at the airport. I don't know how often you travel, but I am travel every week or every 4 or 5 days, not only domestic but international, 40 weeks per year. So, especially for the international, doesn't matter how crowded out there. If they cannot call more officers come into help, they still let you wait. Doesn't matter 1, 2, 3, or 5, 6 hours, they still have to do their job, right? They not say, oh, they have too many people, too many tourists out there covered, so we have to try to get them in as quick as possible. No. Have a problem, a lot of problem. So the same thing in here. Whatever we bring from outside, this one is a security wall, the first immigration station. But if we're not really mindful and all the information in here is not yet enough, not report to the headquarters at the brand enough. So how can it send out the order to take care down here? So if you don't have any problem yet, first, obesity or overweight, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, chronic pain, insomnia, right? Any problem with your allergy, edema, etc. You may relax and postpone it, okay? Do it later on. But anyone had a problem, you have to think about that. Because we survive by first the solid substance through our mouth. The second kind of nutrition, the liquid, still through our mouth, right? And the next one, the air, through our mouth and our nose. If we be mindful, that means at the security gate, we take good care, it will discover whatever no good, and it will give a signal, the warning, to the headquarters to prepare to deal with that. At least the longer you stay in here, the more satisfaction we have. So the less we eat, the less we consume, and the less work our body has to take care. And back to this time. The same amount of food, but if you bring it in before noontime, our body will convert it all, facilitate it and burn it out all. It have a long extra time to clean up or store it if whatever have an extra. But if we had the same amount, or only even though half of that, less than that, but if we bring it in, the later the worse, because it no longer burn out, and it keep in the storage, in the wrong place, not only storage, but in the wrong place, right? So, change it, right? Change it, and you will see how it improve. So, I think because to have a more and more mindfulness can be practiced in any activity, from walking to studying to eating, drinking, talking, listening, etc. But I think now, especially for Americans, eating awareness is the most important part, right? So, try to help your body and for the nutrition as early as possible. As mindful as possible. As slow as possible. And then, at the beginning, Andy just remind you, please turn off the phone, right? Turn off the phone or turn it silent. It's different. When you turn it silent, the signal is still there. Alright? The signal is still there. But when you turn off or you turn on airplane mode, the signal longer contact with you. And I give you a little bit idea about the technology time and the advantage and the disadvantage, so we have an idea why we have so much problem nowadays. In the old time, we use the water from the spring, from the well, right? From the river. So the water molecule is round, ignite, it flows freely. Now we so convenient, go to the sink, turn on, and we have the water right away. And you look at the water from the tap water in America. How beautiful is that compared to it originally? This is Vancouver. The place have no pollution. No airplane, no house, no industrial plant. This is from London, United Kingdom. This is from Paris, French. This is from Tokyo, Japan. And this is from Berlin, Germany. So, you see, convenient, but we had a price for that. The water is so contaminated, so messed up. And the same thing, the water molecule is so nice like that. When we put in a microwave, it's so convenient, right? It's so quick. It turn out. It messes up. When we had a microphone or electronic device around it, you see how bad is that? When we have a meal with mindfulness, it dry, it smell good, it open up. But when we have unmindful eating, when we worry, when we upset, you see, how bad is that? So, if we use the water from the tap water right now, so convenient, if we use the microwave, if we use the microphone or electronic device, if we continue to eat unmindful like that, and what happened? The red blood cell in our bloodstream, it will be the same. It will be the same. It's broken, it's not round, it messed up, it's sticky together, it's clumsy together. So when it happened like that, how can it move? How can it flow? The slow, the current, the worst, the consequence. That's why it holds the sugar here, it's not delivery. You see, it holds the fat, it's not delivery. So that's why we had a problem. But if we use the good water, we conserve the good water, we try to minimize the microwave on the phone. That's why I recommend whoever not really have a career deal with the phone, you just allow you 4 times a day, half an hour or an hour maximum, You call your friend, you answer the message, you check your email, and the rest, you turn it to the airplane mode on. So the signal, it will discontinue, it's not surrounding you. It's not only the bad form, the magnetic electric signal, but because that signal is the one to carry on the negative or the bad energy from far away to you. Think about that. Right now we have a trillion of animals, chicken, turkey, pig, cow, being nourished in a terrible condition. The light turn on 24 hours, no day and no time, right? The chemical put in the food to let it grow at week one, not as it's supposed to be. The chemical throw in the environment to protect the infection and the closed environment, so sluggish, so dirty, so contaminated. It's still alive. It not be killed yet, okay? But every single minute, every single moment, it in worryness, in scariness, in upsetness, in out balance. So that energy spread out continually into the environment. But without the signal, the transmission very slow. But now everywhere you have the station, you go up to the mountain, you still can have the signal. You go deep into the forest, you still can have the signal. Wherever you get signal, all that bad energy will contact with you and bombard you, affect you. Alright? So, we want to have, we want our blood flow freely. We want our red blood cell round, night, and it flow evenly, freely, quickly, do its job. So if we want that, we should minimize the negative condition I just told you. And we no longer have high blood sugar, high cholesterol. We should not have the high blood pressure or the arthritis or the pain, the edema. Cancer. It's not difficult, but because we're not aware of that. We're not aware of that. So I hope not everything yet, but give you the brief idea, mindfulness practice can have a lot of benefit. It's not difficult to practice, but we usually forget. We usually forget. So now we learn how to bring it back as soon as possible, as much as possible, by come back to your breathing. Come back to your breathing. Because you eat maybe 3 or 4 times a day. You drink maybe only about 5 or 10 times a day. But you breathe 15 times per minute. Alright? 15 times per minute. So it's easy to remind you than when you eat, when you drink. All right, thank you very much. And now, I let you, anyone have any question? If you want to write a question, you can pop up here. I can read the question for all people can hear. Yes. Yes. The question, how can we recommend a mindfulness for the children? Yes. As I told you, mindfulness practice, it's not difficult. it naturally, but we usually forget. Think about that. When you have an opportunity to go outdoor, remove your shoe, remove your sock, and when you step, not really 100% mindfully, but as you walk and your skin touch the ground, do you know? Yeah, you know right away. If it's soft, you feel soft. If it's hard, you feel hot. If it's wet, you feel wet. If it's cold, you feel cold, right? So the children, very sensitive, very innocent, right? But the problem, because nowadays, we try to give the children into the environment in nature. In the old time, we let the children live and play on the ground in the nature. It contact with the nature, so the universal energy and the real energy, the real image, the real color, will in contact and it support for the children. It awake the children, because the children don't have a much the grounding, don't have much the storage to compare or to hold. But now we try to give the student, the young people, a lot of information. We hold in the library, we hold in the classroom, we hold inside. And especially the parents who busy, give the phone, the iPad, the computer, or the television. So that hold it there, should not bother you. And then the advertising technology, they take advantage of that. They have to use many, many different techniques to distract you, to get your attention. Because they spend million dollars for an advertise, so now they have to get it back. So they have to use many, many different techniques to distract you. Right? So if we give the children all that, the game, the iPhone, iPad, the computer, or the television, that we failed. Now we have to try to bring the children out to the nature. Bring it out to the nature. That is the best way. And even though I'm very busy with the adult, every year I still have to spend at least 3 to 4 weeks to have a summer camp for the teenager, the top. Because it's very important now, is it there? You see, before the last decade, diabetic type 2, usually about 45, 40 at the early. But now at 7 years old, 8 years old, they only have type 2 diabetic. Obesity, hypertension start very early. See, so bring the children out to the environment, the natural environment. And the same thing, I say, I ask you to be mindful. You're not mindful when you walk in the hallway with the carpet. It's so smooth, it's so easy, right? But when I get you out there in the forest or on the hill, if you not listen to me, you're not mindful, you're asleep. You get fall, you get struck, and that is the real lesson for them. You see? And then I ask them to say the paper, say the water. They not listen to me, but let the children play on the ground under the sun for about 15 minutes. They run and they exhausted, thirsty, heat up. Bring it onto the shade of the tree. After 5 minutes, it cooling down. Where's Adam? Do you benefit from the shade of the tree? Yeah, I love the tree. Without that, I don't have the shade, right? To rest, to experience. And from that, you can tell the water from the tree leads by the water. So if you can reserve the water, you can nourish the tree. If you say the paper, don't waste it on the abuser, you can say the tree. You see? If you not throw the plastic into the ground, you don't pollute the ground, the soil, the tree can live longer. And you benefit, you see that. But if the children don't see the benefit, you ask them to do that, they're not doing that. But now they benefit right away. They understand and they can do it. See? So that's like living with the nature. That is the easiest way. All right, any other question? Yes, and yeah, everyone, thank you, Andy. Everyone hear the question from Andy? Yeah. Some people say, okay, I'm a morning person. Some other ones say, okay, I'm a night person. But actually, they have some study. They have some study already. Majority correct with the universal law. Because remember, we are the tiny universe. And even though we live on the Earth is still a very tiny planet compared to the whole cosmos with trillion of galaxies. So the law, it governs the whole universe, right? Big from the night time to the daytime, from the night time to the day time, the time for closing to opening. Alright? So if you wake up early, the flow of the energy in your body and in the environment, and remember the main law in this universe is the law of attraction. So if you wake up early in the morning, doesn't matter what time, it's good from closing to opening. Not only the physical, but the mind. But if you wake up early at 3, 4, 5, it's better than you wake up at 6, 7. Why? Because the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the horizontal line. Average. Majority. Sometimes 5, sometimes 7, but we take the medium, right? It is 6. Because this is the time for our body to dump out the trap the last minute. After that, it will roll in. That is the border. That's why the body will set up at 7 a.m. is the first time the body can receive the new stuff in. So if you wake up after that hour, the trap in your body very difficult to be pushed out. You see? And when we go to the other side, the closer, okay, it will be from opening to closing. So your body no longer can accept the food. Somebody mistake because of when you eat late, you feel hungry, right? When you eat late, you feel hungry and you want to eat more. And you think that, okay, your digestion good, or you need, or your body work good. So that's why, okay, it burn out all the food you bring it in. But it's totally wrong and opposite. Because when you bring it in at late time, the body closed and it no longer works. No longer can convert it. So that's why it cannot convert from the raw material into the nutritional energy. So the one still working need energy. So it still send the feedback to the headquarters, hey, I need energy. So that's why we need to bring it more. But when we bring it in, okay, bring it to the storage. That's why we feel we really want to eat, but and then we get fat. So we get fat. Yeah. And then the same thing, alright? The same thing, not only for the physical body, the mind, it's clothing. If the reason why people have a tendency of what we call the night person, because we get used to the momentum, right? We get stick to that. And most of us like that. When you like something, you want more and more and more. You don't want to cut it, right? And when you don't like anyone, okay, you stay away. So that when we create that habit. But when we get, you change, if you really want to change, 7 days, okay, you do it continuously 7 days, because that's the one full cycle for our human body. So if you can, you determine to do it after 7 days, you can change. You can change. Take one example. You see the baby, right? The baby, when it was young, they have a defecation anytime, right? Everywhere. But after we train the baby, wake up and we say, okay, you go to deep, right? That's how you sit down, you relax, right? Repeat it every day, after a week, and it gets into order. Some still mess a little bit. But not only the human being, a pet, a dog, or a cat, you still can train it, right? So a week is the minimum, determined to do it, and you can change. And the early, the better, right? The early, the better. Don't stay late. And think about that. I told you, okay? In the future, if we have an opportunity, we will deeper why we have the organ start mess up, the function of our body mess up, and the cancer. Because think about the vertical axis, either axis from symmetrical for balancing. And we are so out of balance now. We are so out of balance when we have a daytime and nighttime so different. Alright? Is that okay? Thank you. And you skip tonight and you have a stay, and early tomorrow you have the breakfast and you feel good. Definitely, but slowly, okay? You cannot have a full breakfast at the first day right away. Yeah, any other? Yes?
I just was wondering what you eat, since a lot of the things in America are full of pesticides and growth hormones. It's kind of hard to get something or know what exactly you're eating. So I've kind of drawn away from eating meat, since, you know, a lot of the times you don't really know what's really behind the package. So like, what do you recommend eating, or what do you eat?
I told you before, eating meat is not a bad thing, but the issue, because most of the meat we have in America right now is incorrect way of nourishing. So it's not only toxic substance have in the physical, I mean in the meat, but it have the negative energy in the meat and in the environment. That is the main thing, all right? So back to the main topic we share tonight, mindfulness. Mindfulness. It will help you to select, to cook, and to eat. Alright? Like example, I just told you, someday when you remove your shoe and remove your sock, when you take the mindful step on the ground, when you touch a piece of broken glass, you feel feeling right away, right? And it will awake you fully, and it will show you the way how to overcome that. If you're so scared, you lift it up and you step back. If you want to experience that, then you slowly, mildly, you move forward. But the body weight is not even on your feet, right? It could change. It could change. So the same thing when you eat in mindfulness. Your tongue, your nose, and the receptor on your tongue or in your mouth can recognize the substance. It can convert it. It can accept it or not. Right? And think about everything in this universe. It's nothing really good and it's nothing really bad. Depends on how we yield, how much we yield. You know that, right? So if you have, for example, inorganic product, you don't have enough money, you cannot access to the organic store, so you have to eat inorganic. No good, right? But if you eat in mindful way, first, your body will recognize and accept as much as it can to control, to convert. Secondly, a small portion of what we call no good get into your body mindfully. That becomes good because of what we call immunization. You know that, right? We bring the substance. That substance can be very harmful, but if unmindfully inject or inject, overdose, it may harm you. But at the amount, okay, your body can accept it mindfully, it becomes the stimulant to wake up your immune system. You see? So that's why mindfulness practice, it can help you from everything. And nothing in this universe is good or bad. Remember that. Alright? Yes? Anything? Anyone else? Yeah?
Is there a time of day that's better than another for exercising?
Actually, it does. As you say, from the morning, right? That means from slowly increase, accelerate up to noon time. And after that, it will slow down. So if you want to follow the rhythm, early morning exercise is a warm up exercise. Because usually at night time, doesn't matter what season, the night time always lower temperature than the daytime. Your body temperature, the same thing. The night time always lower than the daytime. So when the body temperature or the outside temperature lower, it constricts, the flow becomes slow. So if you want it accelerate, you have to warm it up. Right? So the exercise early in the morning and the warm-up exercise very good to help facilitate, accelerate the flow. And can be up to noontime and afternoon, okay, again, you just have to restore. You should not have a strong exercise in the evening because it again, okay, hit again the circadian rhythm on the universal flow of energy. Unless the whole day, what we call the career issue. For example, the whole day you sit on the chair and you do on the computer, right? So now you have to compensate for that. Okay, you have to compensate, you have to neutralize the negative energy in your body or the sluggish in your body. So you have to do that afterward. But you need to listen to your body to balance. The purpose in general we try to reset the balance state in our body and mind. Yeah.
Regarding exercise again, how do you compare, running for a half an hour to Qigong for a half an hour?
Very good question. Before I answer that question, I don't know how many of you are aware the difference between walking, exercise, sport, and Tai Chi or Qigong. Do you know the difference? When we're walking, because some people say, oh, I'm walk 8 hours, 10 hours, they non-stop. Do I need to exercise? I'm not sitting there to relax or lay down. I'm walk 8 hours, 10 hours, so tired, I don't need to exercise. That's wrong, okay? Why? First, because when we walk, we had to pay attention outside, right? We had to project our intention outside so the energy be spending. But secondly, very difficult to find out a job, a career, when you have to use all of our physical body balancing. You may do both hands, but your legs sit down. You may do only one hand more than the other. You see, you may have to work a lot, run a lot, but your hand don't do anything. But at least when you work, you have to project your attention out and your energy went out. And it becomes unbalanced. So when you play sport, the same thing. You have to pay attention to the ball or to whatever. And then most of the sport, okay, it's not you, the power of your body balancing. Only when you do correct exercise, or the Qigong or Tai Chi, we have to mindful and concentrate, inward concentrate. Because remember, the mind is the one to direct all your activity, alright? So if you project your mind out, your energy will flow out. You use up your energy. When you do the correct exercise, you project or you intend, you put your intention inward. So you bring in the energy. And remember, the universal law, the high go down to the low, the many go down to the less, right? The water always flows from above down. So if you pay attention inward, you open your channel, the universal energy will flow it in. Because you get low energy, and then the universal energy can flow it with the inward attention. Secondly, you have to try to use the balancing movement first. Doesn't matter what kind of exercise you select to fit with your physical condition. But first, you need to do the balancing exercise. So it reset the balance state. It opens the inner channel. And then after that, you can do stronger, you can do unbalanced. So that means you just keep continue to fill up your energy channel. Alright? But if you're not doing that, you still project your intention out, you still not reset your balance state yet, the more you bring it in, the more you let it out of balance. Alright? You got it? Thank you. Alright. One more. Anyone? One more. Last chair. Alright. If you don't have any questions, again, thank you very much for coming and sharing. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Andy, for hosting the program. Hopefully, you can get something benefit, and remember, the more you apply, the more benefit you get. Okay, you are the one to benefit first. You are the one to benefit, but thank you very much.